Mike caught the bus home after we had finished cleaning up. He was going to talk to his dad when he got home that night and ask him if he would teach us how to become rich. Mike promised to call as soon as he talked to his dad, even if it was late. The phone rang at 8:30 p.m. Mike's dad had agreed to meet with Mike and me. At 7:30 Saturday morning, I caught the bus to the poor side of town. Michael and I met with his dad that morning at 8 o'clock. He was already busy and had been at work for more than an hour. His construction supervisor was just leaving in his pickup truck as I walked up to his simple, small, and tidy home. Mike met me at the door. "Dad's on the phone, and he said to wait on the back porch," Mike said as he opened the door. The old wooden floor creaked as I stepped across the threshold of his aging house. There was a cheap mat just inside the door. That mat was there to hide the years of wear from countless footsteps that the floor had supported. Although clean, it needed to be replaced. I felt claustrophobic as I entered the narrow living room, which was filled with old, musty, overstuffed furniture that today would be collector's items. Sitting on the couch were two women, a little older than my mom. Across from the women sat a man in workman's clothes. They smiled as Mike and I walked past them, heading for the kitchen, which led to the porch that overlooked the backyard. I smiled back, shyly. "Who are those people?" I asked. "Oh, they work for my dad. The older man runs his warehouses, and the women are the managers of the restaurants. And you saw the construction supervisor who's working on a road project about 50 miles from here. His other supervisor, who's building a tract of houses, had already left before you got here." "Does this go on all the time?" I asked. "Not always, but quite often," said Mike, smiling as he pulled up a chair to sit down next to me. "I asked him if he'd teach us to make money," Mike said. "Oh? And what did he say to that?" I asked with cautious curiosity. "Well, he had a funny look on his face at first, and then he said he would make us an offer." "Oh," I said, rocking my chair back against the wall. I sat there perched on two rear legs of the chair. Mike did the same thing.